State lawmakers meet next week for the beginning of their 60-day session, and among the items that may come up again is telemedicine. Many Florida doctors already practice telehealth, but most insurance companies don't cover the visits. Delina Miller with Health News Florida takes a look at what lawmakers might consider regarding telemedicine during this year's session.
With just a few clicks of the mouse, Orlando mom Alyssa Grimes visits with a pediatrician from the comfort of her living room. She logs into a Skype-like application on her laptop where she virtually meets her child's doctor based across town at Nemours Children's Hospital.
Hi, I'm Dr. Vias with Nemours.
This is Zach, and this is Zachary's mom. My name is Alyssa.
What's going on today?
Well, Zachary woke up this morning not feeling so well.
After the virtual visit, Grimes says 5-year-old Zach was unfazed by the technology. He's grown up with it.
Nowadays, that's how a lot of children connect with friends and family, is through like a FaceTime. So it was very, very similar to speaking with his grandma or grandpa over FaceTime or Skype.
This telehealth service isn't covered by insurance. Patients must pay $49 per visit. And that's where telehealth gets tricky. There's no state law forbidding, restricting, or regulating telehealth. So the biggest obstacle for patients and doctors is, who pays? Nancy Wright is a pediatric endocrinologist in Tallahassee. 35% of her patients are in Georgia, where she's also licensed.
I am doing telemedicine out of my office in Tallahassee into Valdosta, a clinic there, a children's medical services clinic.
Wright says her field is so specialized that many patients drive up to 100 miles to see her in person. The virtual space is a good option, but she says she needs to get paid in Florida like she does in Georgia.
It is financially sound for the office to do this. We are paid for these visits by the children's insurance companies. In Georgia, there's only one or two insurance companies that would refuse telemedicine. Everybody else is very welcoming about this.
Christian Caballero is president of the Telehealth Association of Florida. He says the group has proposed several ideas requiring insurance to cover a visit via telehealth. The group's first proposal was turned down. It required insurance companies to cover a visit via telehealth if it was covered face-to-face.
Apparently, the insurance companies objected to it vehemently. They didn't want to be forced to provide this coverage.
A second proposal offering insurance companies corporate tax credits also failed to get support.
That also has received some opposition from the insurance companies, and so they don't want to go with that either.
Carrie Pigman is an emergency physician in Highlands and Hardy counties and a representative in the Florida House. He says he won't accept a plan that regulates telehealth in any way.
You want to be careful when you get into proposing a bill to regulate something. Very often you then stifle any further development.
He says it may be better for the state to do nothing.
If we do nothing, I think the business will continue to proliferate and unique products will be available.
Alyssa Grimes, the mother in Orlando, says while she doesn't mind paying cash for virtual visits, it'd be nice if there were more telehealth options covered by insurance. But Pigman says he's doubtful lawmakers will have much to offer in terms of answers this coming session. For Health News Florida, I'm Delina Miller.